Today's learning from initials Chaim Luzim Shem Shanari and Moshe and Daniel Rift Masmash Israel's Bischus for Shalem Chaim Moshe Malka Yohannes Masara and all those in Eretz Yisrael. It seems to be in the news that things are going on there now, so Hashem should protect all the soldiers that are out battling on the front. Says the we're holding Simon Kufnun Gimel. We are up to Sif Ches, continuing on in the halachas of a Beis HaKnesses. So Banu, till now a lot of the halachas we were talking about, an actual, a Beis HaKnesses that already had a Din Beis HaKnesses. So we're now going to take one step back, okay? And that is Banu Bayistam, Shihu Achekach LeBeis HaKnesses. So the Tzibur went ahead and they built a Beis HaKnesses. Now we'll see that it means that they took Stam money. They didn't, because we already learned that if money was donated for Beis HaKnesses, then automatically the Beis HaKnesses already has a certain level of Kedusha. But here, the Tzibur had money, not necessarily earmarked for Beis HaKnesses, the right to do whatever they want with it, and they go ahead and they build it, right? And then after they build it, they say, this is going to be a Beis HaKnesses. Dinoi ke Beis HaKnesses, the same rule as a Beis HaKnesses. Aval ein a kodesh asher yispalel, but it doesn't get the kedusha, the full kedusha, unless you daven in there one time. But filli benoyel l'shem Beis HaKnesses, even if you built it that with in mind that you're going to have it as a Beis HaKnesses, but the money was not money that was donated specifically for Beis HaKnesses, it doesn't get the kedusha Beis HaKnesses. It doesn't have the kedusha Beis HaKnesses until you daven. Once there's one minyan, even though it's not the members of the shul, so we go ahead, we build a shul, doesn't have yet kedusha Beis HaKnesses. Along comes a group of chevra on a trip chalamay, then they pop into the shul and they make a minyan there. That's it. Since it was built l'shem Beis HaKnesses, the second someone davens there, it doesn't have to be someone who is a member or someone in control of the shul who's making decisions for the shul. It's anyone who does it will get a will automatically get imbue this building with the kedusha Beis HaKnesses. Kevin shemiyuchel l'tfilah kaddish, since it was made for tefillah, it becomes kaddish. Ve'im lefi shahikdishu. What happens if I said I'm building this building for Beis HaKnesses for 2 months, for 2 years, for 10 years? For specific times of the year, whatever we said, the hakol kafi masha amru. We'll see more on the mishaber on this. Dina ke Beis HaKnesses. We said, right alignment. What does he mean? Afa gav de mitchila nishtam shubala hedyet. Even though lechatchila this building may have been used for other purposes, mikal makam nisus Beis HaKnesses chamilis. I have an existing building that I go ahead and I was using for an office, and now I decide to use a Beis HaKnesses, it gets Din Beis HaKnesses. That nearer the filah chatchila shara, that you're allowed to do this lechatchila. What are you allowed to do lechatchila? That if I have a building that was being used by a hedyet, I can go ahead and switch it over and make it into Beis HaKnesses. Now, what's the chiddush of that? Well, of course, why not? What's the problem? Now, what's he telling us? What's he asking? We learned this already, that we said that when you make a mental of a Sefer Torah, you should not go ahead and use it and not use something that was previously used for a hedyet. That's not the preferable way of making it. Now, over here we said that you can go ahead and make a Beis HaKnesses from something that was previously used for hedyot. So by Sefer Torah, we said not to do that. By Beis HaKnesses, we say it's totally fine. And the reason he explains, v'hasam ini kedushahi, v'hacha Beis HaKnesses tashmitzei mitzvahi. He says there's a difference. The Beis HaKnesses what's a Beis HaKnesses considered? Tashmitzei mitzvah, something made for us to be able to do a mitzvah. What's the covering of a Sefer Torah? That's Tashmishe Kedusha. That's something that's made to serve as something of Kedusha. Tashmishe Kedusha is greater than Tashmishe Mitzvah. So when it comes to Tashmishe Kedusha, you're supposed to use brand new product. Don't use something that was previously used for a Dove Hedyot. Comes to Beis HaKnesses, it's fine. K'mayshe Kasam Zangah. Ain't it Kaddish? We said that it's not Kaddish until you daven in there. The Kaimelon, why not? Why doesn't it become Kedusha? I built this for a Beis HaKnesses. Why doesn't it become Kedusha? The Kaimelon has Manalav Milsi, and we discussed this already, saying that this is a basic Knesset does not make it into a basic Knesset. But Mutal Shannon, so Baisal Chal, I can change my mind. That they built it from money that had no specific dedication to it. If the money was collected from Beis HaKnesses, there we're not allowed to change it. It doesn't get the full level of Kedusha until you daven in it. So there's two levels over here. If I donated money to the Tzibur to be used for a Beis HaKnesses, there you can change it. But until we daven in it, it doesn't have the full level of Kedusha. But if I donated money to the Tzibur, I said, do whatever you want with it, right? And they decide to build a Beis HaKnesses with that money, it doesn't get a Beis HaKnesses, Shem Beis HaKnesses, until you daven in it. I'm not going to go over the whole thing again. Remember, we discussed this, that there is a whole discussion is, why is it that if I donated the money for a basic Knesset, you can't change it, whether it's because I made a neder, and therefore that, and I gave the money, that's what I wanted for, or because it's not a covetic, if I gave money for it, we're changing it. It was all those different reasons. But the bottom line is, when I didn't give the money for that, or the Tzibur has money for that, there is no Kedusha Beis HaKnesses in there. I know it's confusing, but we'll see. This is going to happen a lot in the next couple of Sifim. The Yachid Shabana Beis HaKnesses. What if an individual goes ahead and builds a Beis HaKnesses? Shadayin lo yispalel boy. The ain lo Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. Mekem makam en yachalach sabay. He can't retract. Avin kili nebet tzedak la rabim. So here, if I go ahead and I build a Beis HaKnesses, although it doesn't have Kedusha yet, but I can't pull it back because it's like I made a nether to donate it to the Tzibur. What happens I made a covering for a Sefer Torah that I keep at home, right? As long as I was not Nishtamish for it, I can backtrack from it because I didn't promise anything to the Tzibur. It's something I was building for myself because this is not a Sefer Torah that the Tzibur uses, Sefer Torah that I use myself. It's not a neder. Here the Prima Garden argues. He says if somebody went ahead and made a covering for a Sefer Torah, means he intended it to be for a Sefer Torah, and therefore it's as if he promised it, even though you say he did it for himself, and therefore he has a right to change his mind. The Prima Garden disagrees. Okay, then we said, what's the bigger chiddush? Not only if I had an existing building that I now decided to dedicate to Beis HaKnesses, it doesn't get the Kedusha until you daven in it. But what happens if you built it L'Shem Beis HaKnesses? Also not. What's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that even though you did an action over here, you built a building, L'Mikirak Ezman HaBalma, still it's only called Hazman, and therefore, until you daven, no Kedusha. Kevin Shilay Miyuchid, we said, as long as anybody davens in there, even if it's not the regular people, it gets Kedusha, right? So L'Mikirak Ezman HaBalma Ula, Shehizman HaBalma Ula, but that level of, we said Hazman Alav Milsa, but it does accomplish enough that you're saying is that the second someone davens in there, that will effectuate the Kedusha. If I went ahead and I took a handkerchief, I said I'm going to use it for my tefillin, we learned this already. When does it get Kedusha where I no longer can change it? As long as I tied up my tefillin one time in it. And now I'm not allowed to do anything else with it. Now, if I go ahead and I say, I want to make this building into a shul for the next 2 weeks, right? The Haynachi Yavid, I regal, till Yontif passes, or Yerid, or the market, that's for people. There is no Kedusha in it. So if somebody goes to Orlando for Yontif and he says, I heard that people who do this, they go to Orlando for Yontif, they rent houses, and then usually there's one guy in each community that wants to be a Rebbe, but he doesn't have a place to be a Rebbe all year round. So he also rents a house for Pesach to have a minion in that area. So that's exactly this case. It's Lefish, it's for a specific time. There's no Kedusha Beis HaKnesses in that place because it's only a passing thing and it's not made as a regular base manager. Im lefi shah kedushu, heinu, sham estam, ani mazmi yosu l'regolim. So now, the mashal osh b'chol eishi regal. What happens if I go ahead and I buy my house in Orlando and I with the three-car garage that I convert into a Bis Medrash, and I say, this is going to be the Bis Medrash for every Yontif going from now on, because I'm going to come every year, and there's always going to be people here. Now, oh, so now you're right. I was a Mazmanit for a regular Tuesday afternoon, but I was Mazmanit for Yom Tovim. So this becomes a shul that has Kedusha, although the rest of the year I might be able to do other things with it, but during Yontif it remains the Kedusha. Okay, Chashuva as Manor, Lamas al Kaponim, Alois as Man, Vasabaz as Man. On Yom Tovim, I'm not allowed to use it for anything else. But just for a short period of time, with no intention of it afterwards, like we just said, just for this yantiv, we discussed at length over there the rules of Tanoim. Okay, sorry, it's a bit confusing. Try to break it down as best as we can. Let's see, let's start Sif Tes. When we remember, we said that people from the village are allowed to sell their basic nesses with certain conditions. It was another shul, whatever the conditions were. So you met the conditions, you're allowed to sell it. You can be an absolute sale. So the person who's buying it can do whatever he wants. You can't make it into a wash, bathhouse, a money changing place, a mikveh, or a bathroom. So other than that, those four items are considered extremely, extremely meguna. They write, obviously, to sell it to goyim, are going to make it into a church. That's even worse than those four. So obviously not allowed to do it. What happens if we went with the ultimate permission to sale, it was sold, but a shiva toive ir, good night, chedva. So then there's no restrictions on this building at all. They're allowed to do whatever they want. Let's see the Mishabur, Anche Kvar, Basic Nesses. The Mechaber said that if the people from the village sold the Basic Nesses, so the Mishabur points out the obvious. We did say there were certain exceptions that even the people in the Krach can sell the Bismadrish. Obviously, the Basic Nesses, obviously, they're included in this halacha. Mimken Oilam, it's an absolute, you can do it a full sale. Since we're following the rules, the people in the city are agreement of the sale, and therefore it's an absolute sale. Chutz b'merachetz, you can't make these four items. These are very meguna. But also it says in Makashai Basic Knesset, you're not going to make it in a place that had a Basic Knesset. So Philim Nafal Habinyan. What happens if the building fell down and all you left is with this little indication where it was? You're not allowed to do these things. Four things. You're not allowed to plant stuff. It's a terrible gnai. Now, what happens when you have Shivi Tovei Ir selling it? Why is there, in that case, you're allowed to do even these four things? The kedusha goes away. There are those who say that the prima gondom says that the shivei tovei doesn't help. You still can't go ahead and make this into a public bathroom. You can make it into, if it was a tenai at the time that when they sold it, right? And they gave the lekeach permission, and it was shivat tovayir, then maybe. But if not, if it was done stam, he holds that the person who bought it should not be making these things. Yes, lekeach who adin shayidei shivat tovayir ma'amin anshiyim mutalayt zedam l'chol ma'ashiyir. So the money can also be used afilud v'achol, whatever the tzibah decides. It was sold shivat tovayir, as we explained this before. The money can be utilized for everyone. Afil eli dvarim, I'm yalach din zeh lebrir, l'tchilu b'vadit tzarech lozor. As we said, l'tchilu, he says, we should not be doing these four things in a place that was formerly a Beis HaKnesses. Okay, we'll stop over here. And that's a shame. We will continue, I guess, probably after Yom Tov.
All right. Or tomorrow.